This is the Chip Franklin Show on KGO 810 and streaming online at KGORadio.com. Join the conversation at 8080810. Now, Chip Franklin on KGO 810.
You know, this might have slid under the radar with all the news today, but the woman that lost the Senate seat actually got a Senate seat in Arizona. Martha McSally, she lost to the other woman.
Yeah, and now Kristen she's going to replace
Kyle.
Yeah.
So John Kyle, who's leaving, she gets. So, I mean, it's like, it's so typical of, does that make sense to put her in there? We're so close a race.
And I think that's what people were thinking was going to happen anyway. I think they were hinting to that anyway, because Kyle was never going to run again.
But Kyle's coming up in 2020, I think, so she's got to run in 2 years again.
No, I thought that he didn't want to run. He was just doing
I'm saying his election is in 2020. I'm pretty sure that Kyle only has a year and a half left on his term.
I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
Arizona politics.
Right, but no, it's national politics, and it's going to affect all of us. If you're talking about, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who, by the way, did a speech the other day, and 400 people gave her a two-minute standing ovation. 2 minutes. She finally's like, sit down. I want to sit down.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, what did she break? Her ribs? Her ribs not too long ago? She's tough.
Tough as all, man. Anyway, so Trump went nuts earlier today with a tweet storm, and it started early in the morning, and it's... Michael Isikoff was the first to report dossier allegations and now seriously doubts that dossier claims. That's not true. I read Michael Isikoff's book, Russian Roulette. He never said any of that. The whole Russian collusion thing was a hoax, but who is going to restore the good name of so many people whose reputations have been destroyed? Like who?
Obviously, he's only talking about himself.
Right, yeah. He goes on and on and on and on. And Isikoff is a really good reporter. He wrote really scathing stuff about Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. I mean, he goes way back. I remember him and Seymour Hersh writing together. Anyway, he goes, illegal immigration costs the United States more than $200 billion a year. How is this allowed to happen? And people have gone around and gone, where did you get that number? He totally pulled it out of his ass. He has no idea. He just makes these things up. Now, but when he says the investigation should stop, he's the chief executive of the Justice Department. How is that not obstruction of justice? Joining us right now is a former federal prosecutor and a current defense attorney, Randy Zellin. You see Randy on Fox News and on CNN and all sorts of places, playing music in New York City occasionally. Hey, Randy, let me ask you this. What I just said there sounds like obstruction of justice. The head of the Justice Department, the chief executive, the executive branch, says stop the witch hunt. In other words, stop this investigation.
It is a fascinating legal issue. And in fact, it has really been brought to the forefront by Professor Dershowitz when he claimed and perhaps spoke before he actually thought it completely through that lying to the FBI is not a crime. Where it becomes important from an obstruction standpoint and from a lying to a federal agent standpoint is a matter of materiality. Is your lie material to the investigation? If you lie about what you had for lunch to the FBI or to Congress, it's a lie, but it's not screwing up an investigation. If the Justice Department already knows the answer, and you're not throwing them off the scent, are you obstructing justice? Are you lying to a federal agent? So I think that's the nuance, but that's not what you have here. I think what's going to be really fascinating, on top of whether or not the president is obstructing justice with these tweets, is whether or not these tweets are going to be admissible at some point down the road in court against him.
And is the reason they might not be admissible is you got to prove the authorship?
Well, you've got to prove, like any other piece of evidence, you got to prove a couple of things. Number one, you got to prove relevance. Relevance will be easy. Check off that box. But as you just said, it's authenticity. It's reliability. Evidence is all about reliability. Can a prosecutor show that these tweets were authored by the president and are not hacked, that they're not somehow improvidently created, ghosted. Apparently, there are these programs where you can ghost and pretend that you are the president. It happened, I believe, to Mayor Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel.
My wife and I do that. My wife and I do that in the bedroom. It's awesome, by the way. Go ahead. I'm
sorry. Lucky, you're a lucky man.
During the Obama administration. No, but so right. In other words, so a tweet that he doubles down on, that he refers to, that he says in public that is his when he owns it, is different than a tweet that he might. I mean, he could easily come back and say, I didn't tweet that. Prove it. And, you know, and.
Yes, and one of the ways you would prove it, assuming you didn't call a forensic expert. To say after the FBI seized the president's computer or smartphone, we did a forensic analysis and we found it. One of the ways you would prove it by saying this person, first of all, we know the name on the Twitter account. We have a picture of the person on the Twitter account. And in fact, on prior occasions and many prior occasions that are not in dispute, the president, the author, the owner of the Twitter account has said similar things. So that is a way that you would prove that these are authentic, and assuming it's a printout of a tweet, that this printout is a tweet from the Twitter account of the president of the United States.
And actually, if your GPS is on, they can go back and see where the phone was. So if it comes out that the phone was in the White House when this tweet went out and it has a president's account, I mean, I think that's enough to go in a court of law and say that, you know, especially if they can locate it even better. It's in the bathroom off the executive wing. You know, I mean, I think that this is, you know, you mentioned Dershowitz earlier, but I know I've heard a lot of, you know, different people in legal circles talking about this and saying this is going to be a problem for him. And that, you know, again, today, he's doing it again today. I mean, when he told Lester Holt on television, I fired Comey because of that Russia investigation. He's the head of the FBI investigating the president on Russia. How the hell is that not obstruction of justice?
Ain't technology a wonderful thing?
I'm
it
telling
is amazing.
You.
Tweets, social media, emails, texts. We think that they're all so informal that they're never going to come back to bite us in the butt. They'll come back to bite you in the butt. They swallow you up whole.
We have a long, long list of people that wish they'd never had a smartphone. Randy Zellin, I'm glad you have a smartphone, and thank you for calling us on it. I appreciate it, my friend.
Thank you.
Again, Randy Zellin, former federal prosecutor, criminal defense attorney, monster for us here. Thank you. I do think that it's interesting to see the way Trump, can we play that before we break here? Can we play the Huckabee Sanders press conference response today? She was asked about lying and apparently said that Trump doesn't care if you lie to the FBI. And this whole thing has nothing about that anyway. It's not about lying. It's about collusion. Listen.
Michael Flynn today tweeted that he did lie to the FBI and to them repeatedly, and that he was working for foreign government during the campaign. Does that concern the president? I mean, he seems to be concerned that Michael Cohen is a liar. Is he concerned that one of his top aides lied to the FBI and was working for a foreign government?
Not when it comes to things that have anything to do with the president. The activities that he has said to, and again, we'll let the court make that determination, to have engaged in don't have anything to do with the president. Let's remember what the whole thing that this started is supposed to be about. It's whether or not Russia influenced the election and whether or not the president had anything to do with it.
It's me. Apparently lying to the FBI is okay in this White House. All right, coming up, the NRA, this bump stock thing, Trump's comments about arming teachers, all back in the news, and it's disturbing. And the NRA, you know, they're still under investigation for having taken money from Russia. So, I mean, this is insane. Is there anybody in Washington that's a Republican that doesn't have something to do with Russia? We'll get to all that coming up next on KGO.